السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today, my eye glimpse advertising about tourist company. And the tourist company has a logo. And the logo said, live or life is a journey. Life is a journey. And subhanAllah, or the another message, live the journey. And something hit me. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, this life is a journey? We're not living the destination. We are in a journey. Our whole life in this life is a journey. You have a journey in the belly of your mom. You have a journey in this earth. You have a journey in the belly of the earth, which is a grave. And you have a journey from the time of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, and until the final destination, which Jannah or Jahannam. May Allah make us among the people of Jannah, insha'Allah. And now, I will repeat something I compiled when I was 17 years old in my old note, which is stolen from me, alhamdulillah. And what is it? I was reading an author, a thinker, a traveler, a historian. He traveled all over the earth. And he collecting his thought about different places on earth. You have people traveling to collect photo. You have to have people traveling to collect souvenir. You have people, believe it or not, traveling just to collect food, meaning to eat and enjoy the food. And this man or another man, he said something so beautiful. He said, all the souvenir and all the enjoyment, all the photo you capture by your mind, by your heart, by your vision, by your camera, it will not benefit you. It will give you a little bit of encouraging or enjoyment or a feeling or a vibe, whatever I call it. But it's not too much benefit. And this is what he said. He said, when you come from any journey, you have souvenir in a shelf, souvenir in a home, souvenir in a refrigerator, souvenir, you wear it, whatever you have. But this man, he hit me. He hit me very hard. And he said, the ultimate souvenir, when you are traveling and you gain a message or a piece of knowledge, can enhance your life and benefit you. And this is why the early people in life, they used to travel for knowledge, travel for wisdom. Today, we become hollow. Only outer. We look for a meal, a photo, a dress, a piece of cloth, something to hang in a wall. Oh, look, 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 and that's it. Finished. Because we become a hollow people. We're not thinking about our soul or our even knowledge and wisdom. Look at the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Used to travel. Used to travel over for a year to collect one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People travel to give knowledge. People travel to collect knowledge. We travel to collect garbage. We're collecting things against ourselves. We're making witness against ourselves, dunya and akhirah. And something hit me today. If I'm going to a journey, if I'm going for a trip, if I'm going for a traveling, what is the purpose? What I want to gain from this trip? This is something I try to teach everybody around me, but it's becoming so difficult. We become so hollow. Purpose is not exist. I hardly meet people talk about the purpose. And in the meantime, when you look to the elder people, even in a time of Hajj, in a time of Umrah, when people used to go to Umrah and Hajj, the people of the village or the city, they waiting for them. Not for the first souvenir. Maybe for water zamzam, but something more than that. The people in the time, in the early days, used to sit down to watch the people who coming from the Mecca, from Hajj, to look at their face and make dua. And also to sit down and listen to them, to hear from them the travel experience and the wisdom and knowledge they gain. And something happened to me. I was thinking about all what I heard and what I learned and what I read in my early days and what's happening today. And all of a sudden, I have some question. Again, I'm going to repeat myself. What is the purpose of my trip? What I want to gain from it? Did I gain anything? Did I think about it? Did I write it down? Did I reflect upon my life and I enhanced my life and I came to a conclusion about certain knowledge and wisdom I gained from the trip? What is the reflection of that in my life and how this can change my life or enhance my life or benefit my life or reflect in my behavior in my life? And all this, it hit me. It hit me with something we forget, all of us, is the journey of death and what will happen, which we have no control over it at all, and we're not coming back. And when you think about the journey of life, it's just a preparation for the journey after death, which is a very long one, which today we've said we believe, but our action is the opposite completely. Our thinking, our thought, our wording, our feeling is all a lie. Our tongue say one thing, our heart and action say something else. One brother, I met him only maybe twice. I love him for Allah. He sent me a question. He said, how, after he heard my message, how I can gain and what is the way to establish and strengthen the relationship with Allah? This is a journey of Iman. This is not one word. This is not one sentence. Similar. You see, I have 2-3 emails today, and all of them can come to a conclusion. What is a relationship? You have a business relationship. You have a friendship relationship. You have a love relationship. You have a knowledge relationship. What kind of relationship you want with Allah? The beginning and initial relationship is called slavery. We are a slave and Abdullah. After that, if you're lucky, if you're intelligent, if you're wise, you want to generate a relationship with your master to pleasing him. And if you go up, 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 now you want to love him. Today I talk about it in my article about love, which I saw it in my life over and over again. And this is why I was searching about all the books from Islamic point of view to talk about love, because the majority, the rest of the stuff in the market is philosophy. It's just make-believe, it's fake. And I came to a conclusion, which I said to one girl, which was the daughter of a multimillionaire in 1979. And she agreed. She's a non-Muslim. Today, the majority of people said love, they don't mean it. It's called I need, I want. Because you remember the expression about love, what it means? from the Tabis scholar in the Ummah, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the ayat of Quran. What Allah want for me to gain His love? He want me to obey Him, make salah on time and not delay it, remember Him and not forget Him, elevate His name in my heart, in my soul, in my time, elevate His name in my feeling, it reflect in my thought. And I give you example. I give you a beautiful example is missing today in the Ummah. If you listen and read the companion of Rasulullah life, they do not wait for Rasulullah SAW to beg them to do good. He just initiate. He just encourage. He just announce. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announce. Allah do not beg us for His love because He deserve it. He deserve it. But why? Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmah, quality, giving, forgiveness. You name it. He deserved the love. He deserved the ultimate love. Now, can I say, Allah, I love you, and that's Allah, love me, please? No. I have to show it. I have to earn it. Like when I was young, somebody tell me, you have to earn it. Quality, you have to earn it. You cannot tell somebody, please, call me a man. Call me a truthfulness. No, you earn it. You earn it by your devotion, by your struggle to show in the reality in action, show in the reality in action how much you love, how much you care, how much you value, how much you respect is a package. Even when you study how we make dua, how we do dhikr, how we make salah, what time we make salah. And now, I have it in my article, I have it in my video. Look at how many verses in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ Allah, He loved those. He loved those what? الْمُحْسِنِينَ الصَّابِرِينَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Quality. Quality, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Al-mutawakkilin. Quality. By this way, Allah love quality. By this way, how I gain Allah love and relationship? You have to define first what kind of relationship you want and how you can earn this relationship. By thinking about Allah, thanking Allah, remember Allah, put Allah number one in your heart and your life is not a talk, my brother and sister in Islam. Real love is not a talk. Talk is cheap. Talk is falsehood. Talk can be hypocrisy. Because I cannot go to Allah, Allah, I love you, Allah. Oh, Allah, tell me I love you. No, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Look at the verses in Quran under the verb love. Look at the hadith about love of Allah. You cry. Wallahi, you cry. If you have a dot of iman and dot of humanity, you cry. You cry. You really cry. And you wish Allah to love you. Now, if you really wish to Allah to love you, what are you going to do? Beg Him. Make dua. And after that, make an effort. What kind of effort? It has to be hurry. It has to be very hurry, very quick. Because imagine, I said I love you, but I delay respecting you, delay giving you, delay coming to your aid, delay doing anything to please you, delay, 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 or not even doing it at all. Imagine, when I was young, one sheikh was explaining it to us. He said, start by salah. Allah said, Allahu Akbar, don't delay it. Don't delay it. This is one of the first stage. Look at Ammon, al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wal-dhakirat. The one who remember Allah in abundance. Today, non-stop, we cannot be quiet. We cannot be sitting and remember Allah at all. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. How? How you love someone and you don't remember him? You love someone and he's watching you and you don't think about him. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are too far. We are too far from everything. And you know what we're doing? We're not even loving ourselves. We're hating ourselves. We're loving ourselves. No, you hate yourself. Because if you fail to love Allah, it's a musibah. If you fail to love Allah, meaning you hate yourself. Because if you fail, the only relationship is the best thing for you, dunya and akhirah. And you have no value for it? How you can value for any relationship? Look at, for example, when the time comes for a job, manager, exam, you know, education, even food we love. We make the ultimate effort, nobody wait. Nobody wait. Nobody beg you to do, you do it. Look at us today, when we try to raise money for any good deed, or any goodness, or any da'wah work, or anything. We're acting like a beggar for something really dirty or something very bad. And the people with money like, It's not You have to give with your complete heart, willingly, and be happy. This is your saving you will see when you die. This is a real saving. By the way, the one who asked me about what is, he tell me, what is the best way? He tell me, what is the best way to keep the relationship strong? You have to define the relationship. You have to define what kind of relationship you want and what is a prerequisite of this relationship. How you show your Lord you really love him. You see, show him by action. Again, don't ever forget it. Okay, love is a giving, is not taking. Love is a giving and not taking. If you're waiting to take, this is not love. This is not love at all. You are selfish, you want what you want. This is what we do with Allah. I go to Umrah, I come back. I did Umrah. I did Hajj. I did Salah. I did some Zakat. Excuse me? Did you do a favor to Allah? Or you're doing it yourself? My dear brother and sister in Islam, all the questions I receive today, if you ask me, it need a talk for a long time. And my advice to you, you have article about love. Read it again, please. But read it with your heart. Read it with reflection. Wallahi, I have beautiful, beautiful article about love, about the difference between real feeling and fake feeling. What Allah love and what we love. I have beautiful article about many topic. Read. Learn to read it. And think and reflect. Go to journey of Iman. Feel the journey of Iman. And again, love is not a word. Love is an action, is a sacrifice. You have to earn it. You have to send a message to those you love them. And again, is not a talk at all. It never will be. Never will be. Never, never. Go read all the verb about love. It's almost 81 verb about love in Quran. Imagine 81. How many ahadith about it? Love of Allah, the sign of loving Allah. This is the name of a chapter in Riyad al-Salihin and many ahadith book. What we gain from this love? What I'm going to gain from this love story? The love story will never end. Because all the love story in this life, it doomed to be ended. Because we're going to be dead. Except all the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wallahi, I swear by Allah, the majority of us is fake. Because if you fake your relationship with Allah, you will have a real relationship with me and with you. Look at the companion of Rasulullah SAW, how they dealt with each other and how we deal with each other. Look to the amount of sacrifice and real love for each other, even in the moment of death. Everyone put his brother first. They wish his brother to live. These people really, they give you the ultimate role model of love and different aspect of life and principle. Read and reflect. Rasulullah SAW, he give you a lot of ahadith about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a lot of ayat about that. This is the source. By the way, if we fail the source, if you fail to elevate your soul and love Allah, tell me who you love. Who you love? If you don't love Allah, who you love? Can you find somebody better than Allah to love him? Can you find a relationship better than Allah? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the whole story about Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah? By the way, for all the people who send me a question today, is a journey, please, my brother and sister in Islam. I can't keep talking. Please, read, reflect, and send me some real question. Real reflection. Because today, I see even some reflection, but the reflection, it just is still weak. It doesn't have a bone. A reflection doesn't have the steps. When are we going to do? How are we going to do it? Imagine, wallahi, it make me cry many times when I remember the first action Rasulullah SAW did in Medina. The first state of the union of the whole Muslim Ummah was the love for each other and the brotherhood with each other, the bond. We feel the bond. We feel the sacrifice for each other. We feel even the goodness for each other. I remember one incident when Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi entered one masjid and he asked him, who you are? He said, we are brother sitting, study Quran. He said, are you really brother? He said, yes, we are brother. We love each other for Allah. He said, is each one of you can put his hand in his bucket of his brother, take whatever he want? One of them, he said, no, 50-50. He said, astaghfirullah al-azim, this is not a brotherhood, this business. Assalamu alaikum. And he left. Imagine when he heard the sentence, he said 50-50. He was so disgraced by their answer. And he imagine if this imam came to us now and see us. What I'm willing to give you? 0.1%. 1%. If I feel like it, in the time I want, tell me. And we do the same thing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hey, brothers and sisters in Islam, talk is cheap. I can keep talking until I die. How many times you make this dua to Allah? Oh Allah, make me love you. And love those who make me love you. And make me spread the love of you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, help me, ya Allah. Support me to spread the love of you, ya Allah. And make your love above any love in my heart, ya Allah. The love of you, love of Rasulullah SAW, and love of Iman and Muslimin. And goodness sake, above any love. If I'm sincere in this dua, I will never forget it. I will add it in my salah all the time. Because if you forget it, you're not sincere. Because when they ask one scholar, what is the sign of sincerity? Said, the sign of sincerity is a continuation of the same dua. Because when you want something, you will keep nagging until you get it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is a journey. Is a journey. The relationship is a journey. And the lucky one who have a complete bond, a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the lucky one who Allah make him beloved to him, and after that he called Jibreel, ya Jibreel, I love so and so. Oh ya Jibreel, love him, ya Jibreel. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he heard it. He said, oh, the kingdom of Allah, or the angel of Allah, Allah, he let me know he loves so and so, and he command me to, oh, the angel, love him. And now all the angel love the same person. And after that, Jibreel alayhi salam reply, and after that is the hadith, by the way. Okay, what I'm saying is not my talk, is a part of a long hadith. And after that, Rasulullah sallam, he said, ثُمَّ يُوضَعَ لَهُ الْقَبُولَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And after that, Allah will put qabul in the earth for him. What it meaning? The people will be united to him. People love him. People care for him. People want to serve him. And he's not doing it for money. He's not doing it for show. He's not doing it for fame. He's doing it only for sabilillah. May Allah make us among those. Go, my dear brother and sister in Islam, read the hadith about the love of Allah and the sign of love of Allah. May Allah make us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.